Holding the parshiyos of Kabbalah Satira, Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Mishpatim. And we know Kabbalah Satira wasn't a one-time thing. It happened in the year when they left Mitzrayim in 2448. It wasn't a one-time thing. But rather, Chazal tell us, every day we're really having a new Kabbalah Satira. I think people don't realize, and I think it's kedai to talk about, to understand what it means, Kabbalah Satira. What are we being mekabel? What does it mean, mekabel Torah? If we really understand what this means, Kabbalah Satira, I think it could really change our lives in a very large way if we understood what Torah is. Let's begin with the Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Gemara on Peches Amud Beis, where the Gemara describes what happened by Kabbalah Satira. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and the Malachi Ashari said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Ma Yilud Isha Beinenu, why is there a human being here? Amalahem L'Kabbal Torah, he came to accept the Torah. So Amul Fana, they said, Chabuda Genuza Shegnuza Lach, a tremendous beloved idol that was hidden by you. Teisha Meyas Veshiviv Arba Doiris, for 974 generations, Koydim Shnivra Oilam, before the world was created. Atamavakesh Litla Basav Adam? This treasure of Torah, which was 974 generations before even Briyas Oilam, you want to give this to a bas of a dumb? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hechzer Lahem Tshuva, answer them. Tell them Malachim an answer. So, B'kitzer, the Gemara goes through a conversation where Moshe Rabbeinu kept finding things in the Torah, and he asked them, the Mitzrayim Yuratatem, L'Parish, Tabadatem, Torah Lomol Tehelechem. Many mitzvahs are based on Mitzrayim. You went to Mitzrayim, you worked there. How is Torah shaykh to you? Or Bein Am Matam Shruyim, are you living amongst people, Sha'ivdim Avodah Zarah, that it's shaykh to say to you, Lo Yeh L'cha L'kim Acherim? Or Klumatam Oysim Malacha Shatim Tzuichim Shvus, Shabbos, do you work that you have to take a rest? And the Gemara has an Arichus of all the different details of how Torah L'chayim makes no sense. It's not so shaykhas to you. And the Gemara ends off, Miyad hoidu loy l'akadosh baruch hu. Immediately they take a greet to the Rabbeinu Shloilam of giving Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. And the Pella, which all the Mephoshim always asked, and there's many, many terutzim, the Pella take a question, what does it mean Hashem's giving Torah to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael? If he gives it to Moshe, Klal Yisrael, it means he doesn't have it anymore. If I teach you math, so now you know math also. It means I don't have it because I gave you math. It's a chachma. The same way if I would teach you math, I have the chachma, now you also have it. So when it comes to Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom, by giving us Torah, means there's no more Torah by the Malachim and Shemayim, by Hashem. What does that mean? So he teaches us Torah, and also, they have Torah. In what way, Bechlal, what does it mean that we're giving it to Klal Yisrael? It's being given away. This is a famous question that has many terutzim. Today I want to introduce a new teretz based on a Moiridiki Yisoid, which understanding what Torah is, I think can answer this question also. It's a very deep concept. I began to hear about it when I was a bachur your age. When I was in Psei Yeshiva by Rabbi Meir Stern, close to 30 years ago, he started touching upon this idea. But I have to be honest with you, I never understood what it meant. It was to the recent years where I finally understood what he was saying. He used to give a Nefesh HaChayim shir. And this is what he said over in Nefesh HaChayim. If you look in Shar Dalet from Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChayim, in Perek Beis, Nefesh HaChayim says how people don't understand what it means, Torah Lishma. What does it mean to learn Torah Lishma? He said, Royev Ha'olam, that's the Lashon Chaim Volozhin. Most of the world makes a mistake. They think Torah Lishma means like a Dveikos, a Mamash, Kedusha, V'tayra, Groysa, Madreikos. That's what people think. Torah Lishma, whoa! And he says, you're making a very big mistake. It's not Torah Lishma. And in Perek Beis, he brings a few rayas that has nothing to do with Dveikos and Kedusha and Taira and all these Groysa Madreikos. It's not what Torah Lishma is. So what is Torah Lishma? So Perek Gimel, this is what Chaim Volozhin says. Inyin Lishma Pirush L'shem Torah. Learning Torah Lishma means you're learning Torah L'shem Torah. And he brings down a Rosh in the Gemara and the Dorim that come out righteous b'feirush. It says, Daber Bohen Lishman, talking Torah Lishma, says the Rosh, Yiyya L'shem HaTorah. Do it for Torah. So Rameya Stern used to say over, learn Torah L'shem Torah. So I remember I asked him, I don't understand, what does this mean? What does it mean you learn Torah L'shem Torah? What does that mean? So what the Rishiva said back was, Torah is a living mitzias. This is Mamash what he used to say. Torah is a living mitzias. And it wants people to learn it. So you're learning Torah, l'shem the Torah, this living mitzius who wants, Torah wants limdeh, wants people to learn it. And if you're learning Torah, l'shem Torah, for Torah, you're doing it for him. This is what he used to say. And this was an idea that I heard close to 30 years ago. I have to be honest, at that time I didn't understand what that meant. And for many, many years I never understood what it meant. Today I'm going to explain to you what it means. And I think this is the kavanah of what he was saying. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that's a life-changing Gemara on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Avdumi. My crow, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says, Nefesh Omol, Omlaloi. The nefesh toils. Omlaloi toils for him. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Hu omal b'mokoyim zeh v'tayrosoy oimeles loy b'mokoyim ache. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what the Pasuk and Mishlei is teaching us is, nefesh omal omlaloi means you toil over here, and the Torah toils for you elsewhere. And what does that mean? So let's read Rashi. Nefesh omal omlaloi. Mipnei sha'omal b'Torah. If you toil in Torah, Torah oimeles loy. Torah is going to reciprocate and work out things for you. Machzeres alov, it's concerned for you and watches over you. And he goes and asks Hashem, Limsar loy taimei Torah, to give you over the understanding in Torah. Which means the Torah works on your behalf, whether it's to understand the Torah or to all give you all the brachas that Torah gives. Which means like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is revealing that Torah is a living mitzius. It's a living being. It's hard to grasp because if it's a living being, why don't I see it? It's not tangible. But there are many things in Yiddishkeit that's like that. So we're very accustomed to these type of concepts. Torah is a living mitzias. And the Gemara is teaching us, if you're good with Torah, if you have a good friendship with Torah, a good relationship with Torah, Torah will pay you back. Torah will take care of you. Because Torah is a living mitzias. Let me give you a muscle. Just a muscle. Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Rechnitz, a wealthy individual, Baal Tzedakah, big Baal Chesed, he's worth close to $3 billion. Someone checked it up online for me. Worth close to $3 billion. He gives Taka millions away to Tzedakah, very involved with many organizations. A very big askin and a Baal Chesed. Imagine Reb Shlomo Yehuda Rechnitz is coming to Lakewood for 2 months now. Plus, you know, midwinter break, he's able to take off, and he's spending 2 months here. Imagine he came and davened, his mom is renting a house, on Prime Lane, of course, right? And he's renting a house right there, and he's davening with us every morning by Shacharis. Let's think to ourselves, how many guys are going to make their way to make sure to say good morning to him every morning? Yeah, you try to flatter him up a little bit, every morning, good morning. And some guy's going to put a sitter on his shtender, and the next guy's going to make sure he has a comfortable chair. And everybody's going to be busy flattering him, because you never know, for that $3 billion, what he might slip me. He'll take care of me. You get a good relationship with him. Well, let me tell you something. Getting a good relationship with Torah is guaranteeing you even more success than kissing up to him. You hear that? The Metzius is, Torah is a living being. If you show respect to Torah, Torah will give you all its brachas back to you. And Torah has more control of the Bria than Rabbi Rechnitz. Torah was created 974 generations before the world. And like we know, Chazal tell us, Istako Baraisa u Bara Alma. Your brother should look into the Torah to create the whole world. The whole world came from the manuscripts and the blue scripts of the Torah. And that's why, like, they have the codes that a person really, if he's very good, could figure out where your whole life is written in the Torah. And they found many times, you know, all the great stories that happened, 9/11 and everything, was all found in the Torah. Because, you know, with computer work and all that, they could find in the codes different things where things are hinted to. Because the bottom line is, everything that goes on in your life is all in the Torah. Because the whole world came from the manuscript, the blueprint was the Torah. So that's guaranteed that if a person goes ahead and shtelsu to Torah properly, he makes himself a good relationship with Torah. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling us, nefesh omol omloloi. If you go ahead and toil in Torah, which that's giving Torah respect, that's the greatest covenant of Torah possible. If you give Torah such chashivas, Torah oimeles loy. Torah is going to work for you. Torah is going to be machzeres loves and take care of you. And anything you need, vakesh is meis kainah, he goes to the Rabbeinu Shalom to get it for you. And all the gifts of life and all the bracha and atzlocha come down to you. How? Because the Torah is taking care of you. And this is what we say when we talk about Kabbalah Satayra. In Parashas Ve'eschanan, in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yutes, over there when it describes Kabbalah Satayra, the Pasuk says, Es hadvorim ha'eila dibra Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem said over these words, El kol kahalchem bahar, to the whole congregation at the mountain, mitoicha eish, ha'onar ba'arafal, kol gadol v'lo yosef. It was a great sound, that lo yosef means it never ended. What does that mean? Zok Rashi, mitargamina, the translation is loy pasak, it never stopped. Ki koy loy chazok, v'kayom la'ad. That sound of modern Torah was so powerful, it never ended and still exists. What does that mean? The sound still exists. Kabbalah Torah is still happening. So all the Mefarshim talk about it. That every time you learn Torah, you're being Mekabal Torah again. It's a Kabbalah's HaTorah. Kabbalah's Torah wasn't a one-time idea. The Torah's Chaim writes, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, on Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, on this pasuk that it says the cult was loy pasuk, never ended. L'maynaf gemina, what does this mean? Kol matan Torah kayim la'olam. What does it mean? It's kayim la'olam, this sound. Nira, shebashas matan Torah, At the time of Matan Torah, we all know Yotza HaShefa Me'ito Yuzbarach. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shefa of Torah came down to Klal Yisrael. Says the Torah's Chayim, the Pasuk is revealing, Kol Ha'oisik B'Torah, every individual. You sit down and you learn Torah. You sit down and you're Omo B'Torah. HaShefa Ha'hu Machzir Olov. Says the Torah's Chaim, that hashpah that happened to Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah comes down to you. V'noyach alav and rests on you. V'zoicha and yizoicha with that, l'chadish chedushay Torah, all the understanding of Torah rests on you, and all the gifts of having Torah rests on you. V'haynu ma'asham chazal, this is what the Gemara means, kol ma'asha talmud vosik, osu l'chadish, anything in a talmud is mechadish. Hakol Noima B'Sinai. It was all said at Sinai. Because we're all connected on every day when we sit and learn to Sinai. And he adds, and this is why in Birchas HaTorah we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Noisein HaTorah. He gives Torah. Why don't we say Nosan HaTorah? He gave us the Torah. Says the Torah's Chaim, She'oid Hayoim. Even today, every time you open your Gemara and start learning, Hu Noisin HaTorah, the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving you a Kabbalah HaTorah today. Vuhu Koil Shefa Habo Mimenu. It's that koil that was loy pasuk never ended, is being given over to you, and you're getting it with a Kabbalah HaTorah from that Shefa of Matan Torah that we had then. You know, the Baal HaTurim says, very interesting, you know why you shuckle when you learn? Why do people naturally shuckle without even paying attention? You start learning and all of a sudden you're shuckling. Why are you shuckling? You know what the Baal HaTurim says? The Parshas Yisrael. By Matan Torah it says, Vayanu, Vayamdu Meirachayk. They saw the whole thing. Vayanu means Lashon of like moving. And they stood from far away. Rashi says, Nirtom Lachareyam Shnei Masa Mil. They got thrown back 12 mil. Vayanu. They were moved. Matan Torah moved them. Says the Baal HaTurim, Al Kain, therefore, Misnanim B'Shas Liman HaTorah. The reason why you shuckle when you sit and learn, says the Baal HaTurim, L'fisha HaTorah Nitna, says the Torah was given in such a way, when you're sitting and learning, you're having Matan Torah. And therefore that repercussion happens to you too. And naturally you start moving. And if you're learning without moving, you're maybe not learning. You have to think about that. Maybe it's just reading the Ated on the page of a Gemara. Maybe that's what it is. But if you're seriously be Omar B'Torah, Torah moves you. Like we see by Matan Torah, and you're Zeicha today to Matan Torah if you're learning with Amelos and with the Esek and the Yegiyah. Based on what we're saying, we're explaining that Matan Torah is much more than just giving us the Torah HaKadosha that we learn. Torah HaKadosha, by definition, is a living being that's given to us. It's a living being that's given to you that you're making a relationship with. That's what you're doing when you learn Torah and you show Kavod HaTorah and Chashivas HaTorah. And there's no end to how many Chazals and Mefarshim that come, you're going to hear it in a whole new light when you get this realization of the living Metzius of Torah. I'll bring down a few examples, but on your own, you probably come up with 10 more. You know, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei, talks about learning, how you want to remember your learning. And we know by Torah, it's very interesting. The Gemara here in Daf Hei says, Hisaif Einecha Boy Ve'Einenu. Quoting a pasuk in Mishlei over here in the Gemara. Hisaif Einecha Boy means you close your eyes to it, Ve'Einenu, the Torah is not there. Zok Rashi, Hisaif Einecha Boy, Im Tichbal V'Sagarta Einecha. If you close your eyes, Batayra, He Mishtakaches Mimcha. It gets forgotten from you. It's a very interesting thing. When you learn math, and you take a break and you don't study it for a month, you're not forgetting your math. Hey, if you don't study for 20 years, you forget it. But if you learn something in math, a month later you can still remember it, even if you close your eyes from it. Yet the Gemara in Bracha says, when it comes to Torah, if you close your eyes from Torah and you mesiach das from your Torah, the Torah veinenu, it gets forgotten from you. You know what's pshat, what this means? You insulted the Torah, and the Torah runs away from you. The Torah is a living being. You insulted the Torah. I thought we have a friendship. I thought we have a relationship. All of a sudden, you just turn your back on me? That's what closing your eyes and Torah means. If you're not respectful to Torah, the Torah runs away from you. And that's why, even though naturally, why would I forget it? My math, I don't forget, Lahavdil. Everything else I didn't forget. All of a sudden, my Torah, I forget. The answer is because Torah is a living being. And if you insult it, it's going to run away. You know, when you come a time to Seder, you're going to be more zeichah to Torah too. It works the same way. If Torah is that chashuv, and you're giving it the respect, then the Torah is going to give himself over to you. If Torah is not that important, you roll in when you want, the Torah is insulted. And it's going to take much more to be zeichah to Torah. The Torah runs away from you. You know, on Tisha B'Av, in the Kinnas, we say a very interesting Lashon. And this is mamash why we say it's a Lashon. We say in Kinnah, Chav Beis, we say over there a Lashon, Torah, Torah, Chigri Sak. The Torah itself should gird itself with sackcloth. V'spalshi ba'aforim. And it should be rolling in the ashes. Evil yochel asilach. It should be an avelus, like you lost your only child. Umispe tamurim, and it should be a hesped that's very bitter. This is a line that we say in the kinnas on Tisha B'Av, as if we're talking to the Torah. What does that mean? Torah is a chachma al yaina, Torah akadosha. But what do you mean we talk to and tell it to put on sackcloth? The answer is this: Torah is a living being, and the kinnah is saying how the Torah itself should go ahead and be an avelus. And being kind of Torah, it's the same idea. We find in Kinyan HaTorah, the Gemara in Ervin writes, on Nun Hei Omen Aleph, if you want to be Zeichet to Torah, Ein Torah Nikas Ela B'Simonim. Has to be done with Simonim. What does that mean? The Hainu D'Amri Avdimi. Avdimi said, Mai D'Chsiv Loi B'Shamayim Hi V'Loi B'Ever La'Yom Hi Loi B'Shamayim Hi. It's a Shemayim, you have to run after it. If it's the other side of the ocean, you have to go after it. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Hod the Omron, this that we're saying, to be kind of Torah, you need simonim, which means you have to be matriach, tzorech l'troyach ulahamid simonim. A person has to put a lot of toil and tircha to set up simonim, hints how to retain and remember your Torah. Ulaharim betachbulos. Think of schemes. Kedeshiskayim haTorah. A Torah should remain below there, the ones that are learning it. Why is it like that? I have to go with such tircha and schemes? The answer is, if you show respect to Torah, then Torah is going to remain by you. But if you're not ready to toil yourself for it, so then the Torah says, I'm not going to go stick to you. You don't have enough chashivas for me to stick to you. And this is the same yesoid. Being kaina Torah is when you show it respect. Because Torah is a living being. And it's willing to be with you if you're respectful to it. You know, I saw in the Pele Yoyiz, one of the brachas that I'm learning, I don't remember where it was. And if I ever could find it, please, I'd appreciate it. But over there it said, I remember we learned this in passing, it says, Im tazveni yoyim yamayim azveka. That famous line that if you leave it for a day, it's going to be gone for 2 days. Famous line. Zot the Pele Yoyetz, it's mamash this yesoid. When you leave Torah for a day, the Torah says, oh, I'm insulted. Well, you walk away from me, I'm going to walk away from you. And the Torah leaves you, and that's another day, it's 2 days. That's mamash how he learns it. It's a metzius. Torah is a living being. And we have to realize you're only going to have Torah if you have respect and you make a good friendship and relationship with it. If you're just learning Torah without having in mind the relationship and the friendship, you're not going to have Torah. And that's not Kabbalah's Torah, and you don't have all the gifts that Torah gives you, all the promises that Torah gives you. And Emma says, now we can understand why Torah is not about my physical capabilities, my kishroinus. You know, the Stipler writes, in a Sefer Chai Olam, how much incredible words. He writes over there in Perek Yud Beis, Gam mi shehukshei havona otzom. Even someone so hard in his intellectual understanding, he's not able to understand things. If he puts in a lot of effort in his learning, he's gonna be zoicha liyaz godo batoyro. Although it's way above his physical kishreinus, he's guaranteed to reach those heights, even though on a physical level he doesn't have those capabilities. Which means in school, he never was successful because he doesn't have a brain. He can't take the SATs because he just won't get there. It's just not legeya. When it comes to Torah, he's guaranteed. It's like the Stipler. Why is he guaranteed? What is that? How does this work? The Stipler doesn't talk about it. But I think it's Pashin. It's this Yisoy that we're talking about. Torah is a living Metzius. If you're ready to kill yourself for the living Metzius of Torah, Torah will give himself over to you. It has nothing to do with your physical capabilities, how much brains you have. And the Stipler ends off the paragraph writing, HaKlal, the rule is, Hasibo HaMonatoi Masogas HaTorah, the cause of why people don't reach levels in Torah, Hu HaYiyush VaRifyon, is because they give up and they slack off. V'loi Kamoish HaChoshiv, not like people think that it's the opposite. Shebeshvil Meniyas HaSaga, because I'm not Chapi Nesugyo, Misrap Mesyayish, I'm giving up. Adi Rabba, it's the exact opposite. HaRifyon VaYiyush, because you gave up. Who are Sibul of Niyas HaSagi? You're not understanding the Sugi because you gave up. But if you work the other way around and you kill yourself in your Torah, you'll see that you'll understand it. So people think that I'm not understanding Torah, that's why I'm giving up. We're in a hard Sugi now. Slom Dinrin, oh, so it's not working. The Gemara is so hard, so that's why I'm giving up. It's exact opposite, says the Stipler. Because you gave up, that's why you're not understanding the Sugi. If you would work hard, of course you'd get it. It's pasha, it's guaranteed atzlocha. And he quotes the Gemara, Habol l'tayim esayin esay. Yagata umetzos atamin. These are all Gemara, it's a guaranteed success. There's nothing in life that has such 100% guarantee like Liman HaTorah. It's unbelievable. There's nothing. The only thing that's guaranteed is learning. It's an unbelievable metzias. And I'm telling you, I can't tell you enough how many bachrim I know. I remember so many, all the years, it's close to 20 years now, bachrim that mamish were weak, that didn't have the physical kishroinus. And today, they are so successful, and they're such a gadol b'Torah. And the reason is, because they worked hard, and the Torah gave itself over to them. It has nothing to do with their physical capabilities. Some of them came from very shvach yeshivas, and they had very weak backgrounds, it didn't matter. They put themselves to it and they became great. And then you have, unfortunately, the other way around too. People that come in pretty capable, but they don't put their head to it. And they walk away with nothing. Because Torah is not giving itself over to somebody who doesn't want to invest in me. If you're ready to invest in me, I'll give myself over to you. But you're not ready to invest yourself in me. So Torah says goodbye. And unfortunately, these people don't have Torah. This is a metzius that you see many, many times. And the emes is the Mishnah in Avos that tells us about the promises of Torah. The first Mishnah, Perek Vav. Rab Meir Oimer, Kol Ha'oisik B'Torah Lishma. Anybody who sits down and learns Torah L'Shem Torah, Zoicha L'Dvorim Harbe, is Zoicha to many, many things. And the Mishnah goes on, this is the opening line to Perek Vav, of how many gifts and brachas you showered upon you If you're learning Torah L'shem Torah, Torah L'shma. So they bring down a Maisa that Rabbi Chatzkel was once standing in a shul in Bnei Brak, and a 13-year-old bracha came over to him and said to him, "Can I have a bracha?" And Rabbi Chatzkel looked at him and says, "A bracha? A bracha? A bracha?" He almost like couldn't learning Torah is digressed to bracha. He couldn't understand, like, you want me to give you a bracha? You open your Gemara and you sit and learn, you're going to get the greatest brachas around. What do you mean me to give you a bracha? What does that mean? And they bring down the Chafetz Chaim used to also, the same idea, the Chafetz Chaim, people used to come over to many times for brachas. And he used to say, Ma'atem tzrichim as a bracha shali. V'chi avtocha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eina Maspika, Hashem's promise is not good enough. K'chu as a bracha yosha, take the bracha straight. Start learning Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shem promises you, learning Torah gives you all the brachas. And the emes is, we all know, you look around, the most successful people around are the people that are B'nai Torah. The people that have Torah in their life, they're the ones that have the most success, and they have the most bracha showered upon them. I mean, the whole Lakewood, the whole Ir HaTorah of Lakewood is a Pella. People live on standards here in Lakewood, although they're all sitting and learning, higher standards than anywhere else in the world. And it's pile plon. They're not really making money, and yet the Torah says the Torah showers upon them bracha. And it's the bracha that the Torah is showering upon them that they have such lifestyles. And it's unbelievable. The fanciest cars are driving around here. You go to the working neighborhoods, they're not driving such cars. Go to Brooklyn, a place where they don't find these things. It's unbelievable. You have to be careful, don't get too sunk into the gashmias. But the point being is that Torah gives us so much bracha, and a person has to realize, what does it mean Torah gives you so much bracha? It's not just stam limud haTorah. It's Torah with a relationship and a friendship, that you're mechaber the Torah, that you're good with Torah, that Torah likes you. Because Torah is a living mitzias, and you have to have a good relationship with it. I want to share with you of Moira de Gamaisa that I just heard this past weekend. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum said over this Maisa, someone told it over to me. It happened with Reb Shmuel Birnbaum himself when he was learning as a bacha by Rabbi Chanan. When Reb Shmuel Birnbaum was young, he went and he was learning by Rabbi Chanan's yeshiva. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, used to go every Rosh Hashanah to the Chafetz Chaim. He used to spend Rosh Hashanah by the Chafetz Chaim. And he used to take a few bachrim with him from the yeshiva every year. So you had to be one of the older bachrim, and more of a chashuva bachrim that the yeshiva is going to take you. So Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum was learning there for some long time. And finally, one year, Rosh Hashanah, it was his turn, Taka, with a couple of other bachrim, that he went to the Chafetz Chaim. So Shmuel Birnbaum went to Rabbi Chanan to the Chafetz Chaim. They davened the whole Rosh Hashanah there. Gantz Yontif. Matzah Yontif, they went into the Chafetz Chaim to get their own personal few minutes with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim told the Bachrim, "I'm so happy you came, and I'm so happy that you are here." And like they're looking, like they don't know what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. Machanah was standing there with the Talmidim, and he asked, "What does the Rebbe mean? Like, what's the Chafetz Chaim saying? I understand you're happy that we came, okay? What does it mean we're here?" So the Chafetz Chaim said, "I was also on the other side, and Baruch Hashem, I didn't fall." And Rabbi Chanan, being a Talmud of Chafetz Chaim, knew which Maisa is referring to. So he said, "Okay, I'll tell the Bacham the Maisa." What was the Maisa? Let me tell you, just pause for a second. The Maisa was, there was a lot of Haskalah movement to go to the colleges and study in universities. And the Chafetz Chaim, when he was a Bacham, was once in a shul. And while he was there in the shul, some of these Haskalah people came in and they started talking to the Olam, trying to get them convinced to join the universities. And the Chofetz Chaim, who was listening, was being inspired and being drawn to go ahead and join the universities and go to the colleges and leave Torah. And as he's listening and being inspired, all of a sudden he had a hearer of Yetzer Tov come into him. What? Listen to this garbage? He jumped out of his chair in the shul and ran out of the Beis Medrash and just went running, like just to run away from them. So the Chofetz Chaim explained, he was talking about this Maisa, and he said, today, the Haskalah movement is even more powerful than it was when I was growing up. And I know what it's about. And I'm so happy you're here as a Ben Yeshiva. I'm so happy you're here as a Ben Torah. And he went on to say something that's going to change your life. He says, you know the pasuk in Parashas Vayigash, when Yaakov Avinu realized Yosef is alive? Vayoyim Yisrael Rav Oid Yosef in Ichai, Elcho Ve'erenu B'terem Amos. Let me go see him before I die. Said the Chofetz Chaim, why did Yaakov Avinu add, before I die? He didn't see his son in 22 years. I want to go see him. My son's alive. I want to see him. 22 years. I didn't see him. I'm going to see him. Why did he add those two words, B'terem Amos, before I die? No word of the Torah is extra. And no word of Yaakov Avinu is extra. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, a vort that's going to change your life. And I'm telling you, I can't believe I never heard this vort before this past weekend. Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Yaakov Avinu was saying to himself, Yosef, on his Madrega, living in Mitzrayim, Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, and he still kept his Ruchnias. There's no way I'm going to be in his Mechitza. When I get up to Shemayim, there's no way I'm going to be able to reach his level. The only time I'll be zeichet to see him is if I go to him now. Because once I leave this world, I will never be zeichet to be on his Madrega, what he reached, when he fought off all Mem Tesh Shari Tuma Mitzrayim, and he kept his Madrega Ruchnias. And that's why he said, Vayoyim Yisrael, Rav O Yosef Ben Ichai, Elcho Ve'erenu, I have to go see him, B'terem Amos, before I'm Nifter. Because if it's not now, I'll never see him. Said the Chofetz Chaim to the Bochrim, what I'm telling you is, I'm so happy you joined me for Rosh Hashanah, but I'm so happy you're here in a yeshiva. Because said the Chofetz Chaim, today's pull of Haskalah, today's pull to the colleges and universities is even stronger than when I was a Bachar. I have no question that I will not be zeichet to see you in Shamayim. Your Madrega of being a Ben Yeshiva today is going to be above me. And if I'm so happy you're here, because I won't be able to be zeichet to see you and your Mechitza and your Olam when you get to Shamayim. And therefore, B'terem Amos, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to see you Yeshiva Bachar today. This is what the Chofetz Chaim said to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum and all the Bachim that were there. Now, I have no question if the Chofetz Chaim was around today, he would say the same thing to every Bachim sitting right here. I have no question, because this thought goes through my mind all the time. I think about this always. Imagine if I was a Bachim in today's world. When I was growing up, I didn't have everything you guys have. Not in the Ruchnis, not in the Gashmias. When I say Naruchis Gagashmias, I mean, first of all, the Gashmias and the pull. We didn't have cell phones, all the distractions. There wasn't anything. We didn't have iPods or any of these digital things. There's no digital things. If I wanted to record the Meister and Shir, I had to put a cassette and press play, and he's going to hear it stop and catch me. It wasn't the gate to record anything. It's a whole different world today. So in the Gashmias, we didn't have the pull that you guys have. I called home once a week on the payphone to say hello to my parents. We weren't connected. There was only Torah. There was no pull. There was no distractions. And in the Ruchnias, there weren't all the Svarim that could distract you either. The Kibbutz of Farshim was much thinner, and there was not all the Svarim that exists. Everything that exists that people look at, it could get you so confused. Today, by my days, we didn't have that. All we had was a block of mortar. We sat and learned. The point being is that if the Chofetz Chaim was here today, the Chofetz Chaim would say to every one of you that your madrega, that you're in yeshiva today, and you're a ben Torah today, sitting and learning, b'terem almost, before I'm nifta, I have to be zeicha to see you. Because there's no way I'll be zeicha to get to your mechitza for your mesiras nefesh of giving up everything out there and being a ben yeshiva. This was the message of the Chofetz Chaim that he told Rabbi Chanan Wasserman then, told Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum then, and the Chayre, it's very applicable today. So you could imagine, if that's what they said then, and that's how it would play out today, when we go ahead and give Kavod HaTorah, you could imagine how much more Torah is going to reciprocate to us. Can you imagine how much more Torah is going to shower us with Hashpah HaTorah? Hashpah of Brocha and Hatzlacha. Because your Mesiras Nefesh for Torah today is at a whole new level. Anytime you do anything to Kavod HaTorah, and you're sitting and learning, it's a whole different level of Kavod HaTorah and Chashivas HaTorah and Chavivas HaTorah. And in Melo, you can imagine what Hashpah in return, the Torah is going to go beyond Melo's love and Makom Acher. This is something we have to think about, to realize what Madrega was Zeicha to by being in a yeshiva. I just want to end with one last point. Torah gives us simcha. Torah is mesamche lev. That's the essence of Torah. If we don't have simcha from Torah, all the mefarshim say is because you're not really learning Torah. There's no question about it. Torah, its essence is mesamche lev. It gives you happiness. Many times you're not really learning. And if you're not really learning, of course you don't have the simcha of Torah. And we can't be Mitzi Shemra and say, what do you mean? I learned Torah and I don't become happy. You're not really learning Torah. It could be Torah study and Torah knowledge, but it's not Liman HaTorah. You're not doing what Torah really wanted you to do. If a person is giving himself over to Torah, Torah by definition is Vesam Chelev. And in general, we all know how important it is to have Simcha. Simcha, Ivdu as Hashem is Simcha, all our voids Hashem has to be the Simcha. With this idea of what Torah is, it gives us the ability in a whole new level to be besimcha with our Torah. Because we're making a real friendship. It's a real relationship. It's a whole different thing. I want to share with you a maisa. This maisa happened with Rabbi Reuven Gruss, Zatzal. He was one of the Yidden that was by the Chevre massacre in 1929. And he was beaten there. My grandfather's brother was a Magid Shir eventually in Chaim Berlin. He was also there at the time and was beaten by the Arabs in the Chevre massacre and survived. Hakoponim, this Rabbi Reuven Gruss was learning in Slabotka Yeshiva. His nature, he became an Av Bezdin in Rechivis. Eventually, when he was an older person. And his nature was, he was always very cheerful and smiley. And someone went to ask him, is this who you are? Like, is this naturally who you are? Like, how are you always happy? You know, those people are always happy. It can be cloudy outside and they're still happy. And things, weeks long, months long, they're always just happy and smiley. How do you do that? So he responded that, you know, it really wasn't like that. That wasn't my nature at all. But I want to tell you a story when I was a bachur in Slabotka. When he was a bachur learning in Slabotka, he said, I was a very serious bachur. I never smiled. I had that serious look. And one day, I was in yeshiva, and the altar for Slabotka came over to me, and he told me, you look like a goy. I'm thinking to myself, I look like a goy? Can you imagine altar Slabotka talking like that? You look like a goy! And I'm thinking to myself, I have a beautiful yarmulke. I have a Yiddish haircut. I have payas. I'm wearing yeshivish clothes. What do you mean I look like a guy? He was shocked. So he asked the Alta Sabotka, what do you mean I look like a guy? So the Alta told him, Because when I look at you, I get depressed. Your face is Rishus HaRabim. When I look at you, I'm supposed to walk away smiling. And when I look at you, the opposite happens. This is what he told the Bacha. Rabbi Reuven Gruss said, after that Musa that he got from the Alta Vasabotka, he changed a total opposite direction. He didn't stop smiling for a minute, and that's where his cheerful personality came from. And we have to realize, this is what defines a Yid. A Yid who realizes the Rechush Gadol that we have by having a friendship and relationship with Torah. Torah is a living mitzias and it's there with me and it's part of my life. If we would realize this about Torah, not just intellectual study of Liman HaTorah, but it's a much deeper level of a relationship with the living being of Torah. I'm good with Torah, I'm close with Torah, Torah is happy with me. The more we get to focus on this idea of Torah being happy with you, having a good relationship with it, then you zoicha taka to life of Torah, and Torah is taka mesam cheleiv, it gives you tremendous levels of happiness. The Baruch Hashem bench us all that we should internalize this kavaldiki yisoid, and it should really make the transformation it can make in our lives.